Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.406 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, little overcast, little cool. It's actually really, really, really nice, if you ask me. I have no idea what happened in at Henrico, at their government center over on, Parham Road, right? Wow. Sounds, from all the reports, that the Henrico County Police Division, as per usual, did a great job. It's a great agency. Great agency. And so I'm certainly not surprised to hear that they got everything under control, but what a bizarre story. And I'm sure we will hear more as it plays out. Also kind of bizarre is the announcement that President Trump made that he's going out on patrol this evening with law enforcement, with National Guard folks in the District of Columbia. I don't know just how big a patrol effort that's going to be. And that's one of the things I want to chat with Rob Chadwick about at 4:35. Rob, of course, retired supervisory special agent out of the FBI, headed up all of the tactical training at Quantico for years. Now the director of training and education for Delta Defense, U.S. Concealed Carry Association. So we'll do that at 4:25. Don't let me forget, I got a family four-pack of tickets for you to go and see the Flying Squirrels on August the 28th. I know it's definitely one of the final games of the Diamond. I don't know if it is the final game, but man, I got to get over there. I do. I've got to get over there and squeeze in one more game at the Diamond while I can squeeze in one more game at the Diamond. I love the Squirrels. And, you know, I'm not a huge baseball fan. It's always fascinating to me because our host, Rich Herrera, the host of Richmond's Morning News, he knows baseball. I mean, he really, honest to goodness, knows everything about baseball inside out, top to bottom, side to side. And my sense is he really loves the game. I like it. But I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm not a baseball fan, if that makes sense. So if the Red Sox are kind of in the hunt, fantastic. And if they're not, eh. But we have it on. We do watch stuff. And what I always loved about the Squirrels, and this was the brilliance of Parney, and it remains the brilliance of Parney. Parney looked at what happened with the R Braves. And if anybody remembers the R Braves, the R Braves were a very serious button-down baseball operation. And you were to go out to the game and behave yourself and watch baseball. Well, it's not a major league team. Now, we had major league guys come through the system. We've had a lot of them, but it's not a major league team. And as Parney explained it to me, from really the first time I ever met, he said, you know, everybody who's playing for our squad, they're trying to leave. So it's a little tough to build a fan base around a particular player. Makes perfect sense. So what does Parney say? So let's have fun. Have fun, go nuts. We're going to do all sorts of crazy things, play all sorts of crazy games. Yep, there's going to be baseball happening out there. If you want to pay attention to it, that's great. And if you don't really care about the baseball, you can still have a great deal of fun. That's why the Squirrels have been so successful, because of that brilliance. And it will be interesting to see what happens as they move into CarMax Park. Will it become more of a baseball operation? I don't think so. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful facility. I can't wait to see a game over there. But I think it's still going to be that have fun, go nuts, embrace the community. That's another reason the Squirrels have been so successful. Because they are a vital, vibrant part of this community. And every one of us loves the Squirrels, right? I can't tell you what their record is right now. Maybe I should be embarrassed. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Are we in the playoff hunt or not? I don't know. But I still know I love the Squirrels. And I still know I want to get over and see at least one more game at the Diamond. I know that I want to be there when the new stadium opens. So I'll give you a chance for that family four-pack of tickets just a few minutes from now. I'm going to call it 420-ish, okay? 420-ish. Scott Jennings is pretty much the only reason to watch CNN, and he proved it yet again as he masterfully, brilliantly, effortlessly eviscerated one of the left-wing hacks that you find populating CNN. Cut number one.
I mean, when you look at Target's Target stock from January until now, I mean, it has plummeted 28%. Mm-hmm. So most of that time, it is the backlash that is driven by the boycotts.
Yeah, Target turned on one of their huge consumer bases, which is the opposite of what Phil was saying. And it feels like conservatives spent a decade saying go woke, go broke. Once the wokeness was removed, now Target is immediately going broke. But yeah, again, I think we'll see a lot of CEOs doing the same thing. We just saw U.S. bankruptcies at the highest rate since Trump's last presidency. We see the economy shuddering due to tariffs. We see vegetable prices going up 40%.
Why?
There are a bunch of different...
You know why?
PPI just said that vegetable price going up
why?
40%.
You know why? I'm asking if you know why.
Not sure.
Storms, weather, droughts all over the world.
What about electricity prices going up 10%?
It has to be.
Do you know when Liberation Day
I think if you're going to throw out Donald Trump is responsible for vegetable price, you should come and know
Liberation
what's going
Day
on
tariffs
around the world.
Only when.
Yep. Interesting when you take a look at Target. I used to love Target. I did. Target. Right? How many jokes did we all make about Target? Well, I have a French designer. I shop at Target. I love Target. Until I started hearing about all of the cross-dressing activity, and anybody could use any bathroom. You could use any dressing room. I didn't feel comfortable as an adult man. And I thought, my gosh, what if I had a young daughter? I wouldn't feel comfortable with that. And then Target went all in on the woke stuff, right? Do you remember a couple of years back during the height of the Joe Biden abomination? They had like transgender bathing suits for kids. You remember that? And a whole bunch of people, myself, think, well, look, I never said, oh, I'm going to boycott Target. I just said, yeah, I got other places I can shop. And that's what I did. I haven't been back into Target in forever. I used to be a pretty regular Target buyer, Heidi and I both. There were certain things over there that were better prices, but we just find ourselves not going there. So, yeah, they went woke and they're going broke. Can they recover? I don't know. Maybe they need some new leadership. How about Cracker Barrel? Anybody else love Cracker Barrel? I love Cracker Barrel. And if you're thinking, wait a minute, Jeff, you grew up in Philadelphia and spent years in New England, you had never been to a Cracker Barrel. That's not true. Remember, I spent years working in the pro wrestling world, and we used to drive town to town to town throughout the South. I knew about Waffle House and Cracker Barrel long before anybody else north of the Mason-Dixon line did. So I've always loved Cracker Barrel. It has always been like a comfortable place, right? The new leader of Cracker Barrel has redone their logo. Modernized it a little bit, but took the guy in the barrel off of it. Right? Anybody know the real logo? It says Cracker Barrel, and it's got the older guy in the little rocking chair and the barrel, and it says underneath it, Old Country Store. That was the whole appeal. That and the chicken fried steak smothered with white gravy because it's delicious. And when you eat it, you can actually hear your arteries hardening. So that's actually pretty cool. But she did away with all of that now. I don't think that modernizes it. I think it's another one of those, Bud Light, Dylan Mulvaney moments. Here, hold my Bud Light and hold my Cracker Barrel and do me a little bit of a favor. You might even have more experience with Cracker Barrel than I am. Hit me up on the text line, okay? James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. What do you think about Cracker Barrel redesigning their logo and removing the guy? Some people are saying he was removed because he's an older white guy. It's possible. How about removing the barrel from Cracker Barrel? How about removing the tagline, Old Country Store? I don't know what they're trying to be, but it's not Cracker Barrel, in my opinion. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 420-ish. Would you like a family four-pack of tickets? I got them for you. Yep, Flying Squirrels are winding it all down. We're getting near to the very end of home games at the Diamond. We're getting very close to the end of the Diamond. I got a family four-pack of tickets for you to head over and see our beloved Squirrels in action on August the 28th. The first 1,500 folks through the gates over the age of 18 are going to get an Our Braves inspired T-shirt, and the Flying Squirrels themselves are going to be playing in Our Braves inspired jerseys. Very, very cool. I want to make it nice and easy because I want as many people as possible to experience the Diamond while they can experience the Diamond. We'll take caller number 4-833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. All right, caller number 4, you'll get that family four pack of tickets. So what are you thinking about the Cracker Barrel stuff? Am I the only one? I don't think so. Let me share a couple of texts coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, 804, says, I haven't been to Waffle House or IHOP in years. I go to Boy Chick's Deli. Oh, that's a great place to go. Nothing bad about Boy Chick's at all. That's some good food. But there is, there's a certain experience at Waffle House. Don't go there after midnight. Really, don't. Nothing good happens at Waffle House after midnight. And Cracker Barrel. Look, I every time I go down and visit with Jimmy Valiant, we go to Cracker Barrel. Now, it's Shawsville. There's not a lot in Shawsville. There's not a lot in greater Shawsville. You would have to drive into, I don't know, Christiansburg or even further up the road or over to Roanoke or something. And Jimmy is 80-some-odd years old, so Cracker Barrel it is. But I don't know. It's just they're changing stuff over there, which is weird. But yeah, so I haven't been to Waffle House or IHOP in years, Jeff. I go to Boy Chick's Deli. I've been going there for the last 15 years every Sunday. Okay, good choice. Joe in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Jeff, I've been going to Cracker Barrel since the 80s, but now they've jacked up the prices and they've gone right down the crapper. Yeah. Berkeley in Mechanicsville. Jeff, I don't frequent any establishment that is anti-gun. Cracker Barrel, Denny's, and such. More Buc-ee's, I say. Is Cracker Barrel anti-gun? Now, I didn't know that. I did not know that. Well, all right. I mean, if they are, then I get that. But I wasn't aware of that. Jeff, for the life of me, I cannot understand why these companies are catering to less than 1% of the population. We need common sense. Go woke, go broke. Well, Target is paying a big price, and they deserve to. They deserve to. They treated their regular, loyal customers like crap, told us what terrible people we were because we didn't go along with transgender bathing suits for toddlers. Okay, well, I'm not going to shed any tears then. Let's see, 804, Walt. Jeff, I do go to the Cracker Barrel, but only for the fried chicken and only on the weekends. You know, we love our fried chicken place. It's it's gas station fried chicken. It's over in Goochland. And I would tell you where it is, but I don't want too many people going in there and scooping up my thighs. So there you go. 804, Jeff, I had no idea about Cracker Barrel. I actually stopped going in there when they got rid of my favorite meal and stopped taking checks. Jeff, Cracker Barrel did away with peach cobbler and chicken pot pie. They're dead to me. Okay. We'll talk more about that. We got Rob Chadwick joining us in just a moment. It is 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. All sorts of great stuff that's happening right now, I just got to tell you, including the weather. I am at the point where I enjoy nice weather, and that's definitely what we've got right about now. Do not get used to it. It's nice and cool and comfortable, but it all goes away tomorrow. We'll be back really into the soup, 85 to 90 degrees, and we'll deal with that tomorrow. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, this evening, we get the chance to enjoy it. President Trump says he's going on patrol tonight with federal law enforcement. Terry Cole is the DEA administrator, was our public safety secretary here for Governor Youngkin for a number of years. And he's also the D.C. police commissioner. And the National Guard is there. Is President Trump really going on patrol? I don't know. Rob Chadwick devoted his life to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He was the guy on everything tactical up at Quantico, retired as a supervisory special agent. He heads up training now for Delta Defense, U.S. Concealed Carry Association. He also, he had the duty to protect the Attorney General. So I want to run this by him. Rob, thanks for being here.
Jeff, welcome back. It's always great to be with you.
It is my pleasure. You, sir, know a thing or two about protecting prominent, important figures. How on earth does President Trump go out on patrol tonight?
Well, you know, obviously this is a symbolic trip, and I'm really encouraged to see it. I'd love to see the commander-in-chief go out there and, you know, figuratively sort of walk a mile in the shoes of the men and women that are out there protecting the citizens of D.C. It's a great gesture. Of course, he'll be extremely well protected, not only by the Secret Service, but of course, the men and women that are out there, Metropolitan Police Department, and then, of course, supplemented by the National Guard and the other federal officers that are down there right now. I just had the opportunity to be in downtown D.C. the other day for a meeting, and it was remarkable. You know, I worked in D.C. quite a few years, and it was quite remarkable how absolutely safe I felt walking pretty much anywhere I was in D.C. this past week.
Wow. I'm so happy to hear that, because I cringe every time that I have to go up there. At least I have the last couple of years. I normally take the train, Rob, and as soon as you get off at Union Station, good Lord, it's like you're in a Cheech and Chong movie.
Well, and, you know, the nice part about this is, again, it's a symbolic gesture. They're not pretending. They're there. They're enforcing the law. They're trying to get their feet back and letting Metropolitan Police Department get their feet under them. As you know well, Jeff, most law enforcement agencies are so stretched, you know, to capacity in terms of their ability to conduct effective police operations. And, you know, in our nation's capital, you and I both remember not too long ago, when D.C. was the nation's murder capital, and we don't want to see that, you know, again. And so the administration is sending that message, hey, we're going to help out. This is not a sustainable effort, though. Obviously, all of those troops and all of those federal agents need to go back to their job. But hopefully, this will allow that, you know, the Metropolitan Police Department, again, to catch a breather, to maybe shore up some things, get some training, get some downtime, and then get back to policing their jurisdiction.
Do you mind offering an opinion? Because I didn't know if the D.C. Metropolitan Police Commissioner just got caught in a bad spot or really didn't know. She was asked the other day about the, and I quote here, the chain of command, and her response was, "What's that?"
You know, I did not hear that comment, and I don't know what she was referring to. But I will say this. You know, any police chief right now is struggling like all of them are in recruiting, retention. And, you know, Washington, D.C. is historically a very dangerous place, has been for years. And so it's tough to recruit and retain people who want to become, you know, law enforcement officers, and especially in the wake of the defund the police movement and COVID and all the other things that have happened. It's very difficult for any law enforcement agency leader to just maintain, you know, staffing, much less keep a happy department and that sort of thing. So, you know, no matter who they are, that the struggle is real. Yes. And I'm so thankful for those men and women who do continue to come to work every day, because there's just not that many of them anymore.
No, there really isn't. Rob Chadwick is joining us. Rob retired out of the FBI as a supervisory special agent. Years and years at Quantico, training amazing men and women, everything tactical. Over now with Delta Defense, heading up training and education for them, U.S. Concealed Carry Association. Rob, with the lack of staffing in law enforcement agencies, in many cases, sadly, the lack of morale in law enforcement agencies, says to me that as a private citizen, I've got to take more control of my own safety and security. Am I right?
You're spot on, Jeff, that this, you know, no matter which side of the political aisle you stand on, no matter what zip code you live in, the fact of the matter is, in the last several years, we've seen the national 911 response time more than double. So you pick up the phone, call the police, it's going to take them, on average, double the amount of time it used to take them to get to you because of staffing shortages and that sort of thing. And so, you know, ultimately it comes down to, what are you going to do to protect yourself, to protect your loved ones, to protect those you care about in that amount of time? And, you know, when a violent crime can begin and end in no more than 7 seconds, you know, even if the policemen are right down the road, you still have to accept you must become an involved stakeholder in your own personal security. You cannot afford to outsource the basic security for you and your loved ones anymore.
Rob Chadwick is joining us with Delta Defense, U.S. Concealed Carry Association. Rob, what about the initial hurdle? You and I, we were law enforcement guys, I would say. We're comfortable with firearms. We have a sense of how they work, how they don't work, things they do, things they don't do. There are segments of our society, and I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent, just is, people who are terrified of firearms because they think, well, they could explode, or you could put it on the table and it's going to shoot the wall out. There's a bit of a hurdle many of us have to get over with those folks, just to say, hey, you need to understand it's a tool. What do you think the best way is to provide that education?
Well, you said it right there, Jeff. You know, it's a tool. A chainsaw is a tool, and a chainsaw is a scary tool, especially if you don't know how to operate it. It could hurt you. It could hurt others. And so, you know, I tell people all the time, one, the most important thing is you accept the reality that this could happen to you and or your loved ones, and what are you going to do to protect yourself? Whether you choose to use that tool, a firearm, in that your personal self-defense plan, that is entirely up to you. That's what's great about being American, right? The Second Amendment guarantees us that right to that, what I believe is the most effective tool. But there are plenty of people who are not comfortable with, may never be comfortable with, the firearm as a tool in, to defend themselves. And so at the USCCF, one of the things I'm most proud of is we have actually partnered with what I believe are the four big non-lethal companies. So we Axon, which used to be called Taser. Yep. So Tasers, Saber, S-A-B-R-E, is the world's largest manufacturer of pepper sprays. ASP, A-S-P. I carried an ASP baton when I was a policeman. I carried a Saber pepper spray when I was a policeman. I carried a Taser when I was a policeman. And a newer company called Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A, these non-lethal projectile launchers. We have partnered with them at the USCCA to provide a non-lethal options class to teach end users, people who may never be comfortable with a firearm or are looking for options in what we call a non-permissive environment, an area where you cannot legally carry a firearm, but you still want a tool that you could protect yourself with. So we've partnered with them. There's non-lethal options, but the most important thing, Jeff, is to take that first step. Whether it's meet with an instructor somewhere. You and I talked about my book, The Practical Guide to Personal Security. I wrote that so that people have just a basic place to start. Where do I start? What do I need to know? A primer. But even the USCCA website, right? USCCA.com, you enter your zip code. There are literally hundreds of classes every single week all across the country, and most of them are free. You enter your zip code, and they'll spit out a listing of upcoming classes that you can at least start that personal defense journey.
I love that. Now, I'm glad you mentioned the book. You beat me to the punch, though, because I wanted to talk a little bit about the book. We did talk about it the last time you were here, but to me, that would be just a phenomenal gift for anybody, especially now we've got kids headed back to school, kids headed back to college. It is a good, you said basic primer, but there's a lot of insight in there that frankly anybody and everybody would be well served with.
I appreciate that, Jeff. You know, I had the great privilege to have a lot of training over the years, both from, I was Fairfax County policeman up the road from you there in Virginia, and then with the FBI. And I just wanted to share some of those lessons learned and the things that I had seen that are so effective and honestly very basic. Yep. And I wrote this book to make it easily accessible. There's not a lot of fluff in there. And to start the conversation, have that conversation with your loved ones, whether it's your children or your spouse or anyone that you're concerned about, or even yourself. Yeah. Just a great place to get started to answer those basic questions and then hopefully help you get started along that self-defense journey.
What's the best way to get a copy of the book, Rob?
Well, I appreciate that. So it's practicalsecurityguide.com. Okay. Just a little landing page there. It'll tell you about the book. And, basically it takes you right to Amazon. And that seems to be where everybody gets their books now. But, yeah, it takes you right to Amazon. It's available for sale at Amazon, both electronically and obviously hard copy. And I'm excited to tell you, Jeff, my dad is a retired radio guy. He and I are actually going up tomorrow to record the audio version of the book. So it's just one of those bucket list things for my dad. And I'm excited to do that.
Oh, that is too cool. I love that. Well, I will look forward to listening to it as well, because I've enjoyed reading it. I think it's just become a must read, and I'm getting copies for my sons, and they're a little reluctant just because they're on the wrong side of a lot of things. But, dad may know a thing or two, so I'm getting them, and it is a great book, so I'll look forward to that. And I have to tell you that last night we missed you. A mutual friend of ours, Mr. Lee, was over at Casa Cats and sitting at the bar enjoying a beverage and some dinner. So next time you are in Central Virginia, you need to be here.
Well, Adam Lee is one of the finest law enforcement officers that I ever had the pleasure to serve with, and Dominion Energy is lucky to have him, and I look forward to any time I can be together with you guys.
I love it. Thank you, my friend. That is Rob Chadwick. Rob is just phenomenal, and you need to check out that book. I'll put a link up on all my social media just to make sure you've got an easy way to get there. I'm pretty sure we've got it up in the Jeff Katz Book Club over on the website. If we don't, I'll make sure we take care of that. But I would urge you to take a look at that book. And I did love the fact that Rob also talked about the non-lethal options. For a lot of people, that's going to be the way that they go. There are still people like, oh my gosh, I'm terrified of a handgun. You may not realize that because you're comfortable. I'm comfortable. But there still are people, oh my gosh, I don't know. But you need to have something. You need to have something. And I don't care how much karate you think you know, or jujitsu, or you took the Krav Maga class, a little extra tool is not going to hurt you. 448, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Hey, we got Bill O'Reilly coming up. I don't know if it's next week or the week after. We got a lot of great people that are going to be joining us. You know, I don't do it intentionally, but a lot of times what happens, some of these folks, some bigger names, if you will, they're gone for the summer. And a lot of you are gone for the summer. Heck, I was gone for part of the summer, here and there. And I'm still not completely, totally on my my East Coast time. I'm still feeling a little bit of the jet lag. Heidi swears that it always takes her about a week to get back to where she should be. I don't know, but I'm still thinking about that trip. You know, it's interesting. So many people are asking me, how was it? What'd you think? And a lot of folks have heard me say, life changing. And then that's the phrase that that I applied to that trip to Israel. Life changing. No other way to describe it. I want to share a little something with you. We're trying to figure out. Jeremy raised this concern with me. He said, "Is President Trump healthy?" I said, "Well, yeah." He said, "Well, why is he saying this thing?" So you know, I don't want to delay it. Let's do, it's a soggy, right? A soggy cut number four. What is this thing he's saying?
Just want to end it. I want to end it. You know, we're not losing American lives. We're not losing American soldiers. We're losing Russian and Ukrainian, mostly soldiers. Some people, as missiles hit wrong spots or get lobbed into cities like Kiev and towns. But, you know, if I can save 7,000 people a week from being killed, I think that's a pretty... I want to try and get to heaven if possible. I'm hearing I'm not doing well. I hear I'm really at the bottom of the totem pole. But if I can get to heaven, this will be one of the reasons. Well, I think I saved a lot of lives with India, Pakistan. They were going at it. The planes were being shot down. That was going to be maybe a nuclear war if I let that go. And I did that through trade.
You think he's healthy? I think he's healthy. I think it's, you know, what do people say? Trump being Trump? I think he's a funny guy. I think he's got a great personality. And so Jerm, I'm not reading anything into that. I'm just, I refuse to do that. I think he is just fine. And I mean, the man's going out tonight, sort of kind of on patrol with the law enforcement folks in D.C. As Rob Chadwick points out, look, he's not exactly suiting up for an away game. Just going to tell you that right now, guys. He'll be fine. But it is that imagery and it's that lesson that he's giving to those law enforcement officers. Guys, gals, I got your back. That's an amazing thing. Because we had such an anti-police mindset. 8 years, Barack Obama did everything he could to undermine cops. 4 years, whoever was pulling Joe Biden's strings made sure that it was anti-police. Now, we got a pro-cop president. God bless him. Nobody knows that better than Tony Pham. He headed up ICE for President Trump, and he's joining us at 5:35. 4:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We got all sorts of great stuff that we are dealing with. My dear friend Tony Pham's going to be with us in a half an hour. Tony, of course, headed up ICE for President Trump. He knows a thing or two about the border. and interior enforcement. He's now a senior fellow at the America First Policy Center, and he has some amazing pieces that he has authored. We'll talk a little bit about them and hopefully get a little insight into what he sees moving forward. I think the idea of President Trump bringing in federal help for the D.C. police, the Metropolitan Police, is a good thing. I'm puzzled in many ways by the leftists and in fact by the Democrat Party, which has now staked out a position repeatedly of being on the side of criminals. They just do not like law enforcement. They've made that clear through the years, but they're also making clear that they don't give a crap about the victims of crimes. DC has been so dangerous in recent history. That ought not be a discussion. Everybody sees it. But the leftists in general, the Democrat Party in particular, is so desperate to be against anything and everything that President Trump is for, they would rather side with criminals. Seems to me you would want everybody to be safe. Public safety really shouldn't be a political issue as far as I'm concerned. Everybody should want safe streets. Everybody should want criminals locked up. Everybody should.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Should want law enforcement to have the experience, the support, the funding that's necessary to do the job. Let me give you some of the craziness that I've heard from leftists talking about the crime in D.C. PBS, the recently defunded PBS. And isn't it funny? Here they are. They lost their federal funding. They're still able to operate. I know it is kind of a shame, but because they promised us that they would go out of business. They promised us that they would vanish, that NPR and PBS would be things of the past. And yet here they are. I don't know if they're selling more of those obnoxious tote bags or more of the phony baloney advertising they call sponsorship. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it right. How about cut number two, Psaki?
But this is different. There's a concern that once Trump gets his fingerprints on a police department, he may not take his hands off of it.
What is his underlying reason for doing this now?
He's alleging a crime emergency is underway in the District of Columbia when pressed on the crime numbers and shown what the D.C. government has released, that there's a 26% drop in violent crime from this time last year, he alleges the numbers are rigged or the numbers are cooked, much like he did after the 2020 election or with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So he's alleging there's a crime emergency, that this is there to combat. But for the people of the District of Columbia who do not mind extra law enforcement, they're concerned this is heavy-handed and this is pernicious and this is not the right response
right.
to it.
I mean, Zolan, we the people who know the long history of home rule in D.C. Understand that this is a very, very fraught racial issue
sure.
as well. This is about giving the people of D.C. the right to self-government.
Right.
This seems to be a kind of an old, coming from an old playbook. Is that fair to say?
No. It's coming from the playbook of saying that the very people you claim to be concerned with deserve to be safe. They talk about the crime stats out of D.C. A couple of things that have been exposed. Number one, there's been a lot of cooking of the books in D.C. A lot of book cooking going on with crime stats. For 4 years when Biden was in power, or, well, you know, I mean, he was sitting at the desk. Well, all right, he was, they told us Biden was in charge. I mean, what do you want me to say? I can't do much more than that. What did they do then? Well, they dialed back all of the crime reporting from around the country. There have always been certain crime statistics that local agencies, be they town or city or county, share with the FBI and agencies in D.C. to analyze crime. And during the Biden years, a lot of that was just taken off the books. And so in some cases, you saw reductions in what are called Part 1 crimes because they were not to be reported anymore. D.C., it has already been exposed. It wasn't me. It was one of the reporters up there. Said, well, we have the information from people inside the Metropolitan Police that they have been told to cook the books, and they've been cooking the books. But let's say for a second that PBS is actually right about something. Now, we know they're not, but let's say they're right about something. That crime was actually 26% lower than it was this time last year. What they conveniently ignored was how high the crime was last year. If you are making people safer, isn't that a good thing? Because PBS and these other self-serving, self-righteous leftists up there would have you believe they care about everybody in the district. They don't. They are concerned exclusively with Northwest, right? Georgetown. That's it. And that's safer. What they ignore are the people who live in Southeast. They're ignoring other people who live in the district who haven't seen a police officer in years. Andrea Mitchell is one of those gigantic hypocrites. We've got a little snippet from her. Cut number four, soggy. No? All right. Well, all right. It's Andrea Mitchell. Soggy, cut number four. If you can find it, that'd be great. If not, it's all right. Tony Pham is going to be with us at 5:35. Former ICE director. We'll talk a little bit about what he's doing right now as a senior fellow over at the America First Policy Center. I mean, he's really, really examining things and analyzing things and writing things that are just great. Let me take a look at some of the stuff coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 401 says, Jeff, I thought you were an intelligent person, but now I know you're a genius. Go Red Sox. Yeah, well, I'm married into a Boston family. So I have developed over the last 26 years a real affinity for sleeping in the big bed in the master bedroom. So go Sox. Mike in Cumberland says, Jeff, the final home stand for the Flying Squirrels is September the 9th through the 14th. Okay. All right. I'm going to have to try and get over there. September 9th, as some know, is my birthday. And I don't know what you're getting me, but make it something nice, would you? All right. Yeah, no, seriously, September 9th is my birthday. 804 says, Jeff, do you really think President Trump is doing a ride-along? Well, no, not like you might do a ride-along if you did the Citizens Academy class in one of the counties. No, of course not, of course not. But the fact that he's going out on the street in any way is a great visual representation of his concern, and I think it's great. Ken down in Chesterfield says, hey, Jeff, have you received any feedback from the graduates of your parenting classes? Well, I don't do parenting classes. I do the fatherhood class, the Inside Out Dad. No, and I make that distinction. I understand where Ken's coming from, but we're focused on the guys. We are the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Now, we know the best mothers on planet Earth have good men who are fathers, right? I mean, that's just the reality. And the best fathers have got great mothers. But I'm focused on the guys. So I help them to work better with their wives or with their girlfriends or their partners or whatever the situation is. Because I get all of them. They're all out there. But I don't know that I've had, quote, feedback from the graduates after they've left. But we do a full review. We do an analysis of what we dealt with in those 12, 13, 14 weeks of the class. Every one of the guys that I've chatted with has come away with something positive. Did they put it into play? I don't know. I hope so. It's 5:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.